This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. For some mountain communities, summer was supposed to be a chance to recover from a difficult winter season. Instead, wildfires in Colorado are bringing new economic challenges. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
In southwestern Colorado, the city of Ouray is known for an ice climbing fest, but a warm winter made it nearly iceless. Fewer people came. Tony Schmidt owns Ouray Meat and Cheese Market. After that, he banked on summer for a rebound.
Tourism in the summertime is what thrives this whole town and carries this whole town every way around, from the city hot spring pool to the motels to Jeep rentals to grocery stores and restaurants.
But then came the Gold Mountain Fire, prompting evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race. Schmidt's business is down 40 to 50%. City officials told local media visitation is down about the same. Now Schmidt is pivoting, setting up an online shop that he hopes will reach people even if they're not coming to town. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
It's back to the drawing board for a veterans benefits package after House leaders pulled it from the floor before a vote. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
There were early signs House Republicans didn't have the votes to pass the bill over concerns that it would expand some health benefits and pay for it by cutting future disability claims. That was one of the concerns for Democratic Representative Jason Crow.
It's an example of robbing Peter to pay Paul. And that's just not the way we should be financing veteran stuff.
Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania called the package flawed, noting groups like Veterans of Foreign Wars opposed it.
Supporting our veterans should be something unifying. You shouldn't have a partisan veterans bill, VSO bill on the floor.
Speaker Mike Johnson says they'll continue work on the package and try to pass it in September. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's CPR News.